This is Monday Morning Meditations number 298 on the Rising Man podcast with Jetty Azuma. Hey, how are those New Year's resolutions going? What is up, Rising Man family? Happy Monday morning to you wherever you are in the world right now. Welcome back to the Rising Man podcast. Today, I've got another amazing Monday morning meditation for you. The topic is three ways to keep your New Year's resolutions on track. All right, I bet you thought nobody was watching, eh? Nobody was gonna check in on you and ask you about how those New Year's resolutions were going? Well, not me. I want to know how they're going because this is something everybody does. It's natural, right? At the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new one, we come in with all of this inspiration, this motivation to make big changes in our lives. So we make declarations for ourselves. We set goals. We make commitments around the changes that we want to see in our lives. But how's it going? This is usually around that time of the year where we're 2 months, a little more than 2 months into the year, and we're starting to see those commitments fall off. It's very difficult to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour. Takes a little bit of time to get there. But there's some very simple ways that you can keep your New Year's resolutions on track. And yeah, New Year's resolutions are fun. But just in general, three simple ways that you can keep your commitments on track to make change in your life that you really care about. So let's go through all three of them. The first and most simple but important way to keep your New Year's resolutions on track is to revisit them daily. Maybe you do this already, but if you're anything like myself, I sometimes get in the habit of making these goals and targets and commitments, and then I put my paper down, and then I go about my day. And then I forget that piece of paper that I put my New Year's resolutions on. I forget that I'm tracking something, and it just happens in the background. And then a month, 2 months, 3 months goes by before I even look at it and pick it up again. Now, I've gotten a lot better about this over the years because I learned that that's something that I do. Maybe you're like me. And in that case, if you are, then the best thing you can do is to revisit new commitments, new goals, new targets, new courses of action on a daily basis. I'd recommend making it the first thing you do every day. Whether, you know, maybe you get up, you do your morning routine, but the first moment you have where you have clear mental focus and energy, you take a look at what those new commitments are. Because if you don't revisit them daily, then you're not going to be putting your attention and focus on them. And if you want a new plant to grow, you have to direct energy into that new plant, that new seed. So revisit your commitments, your targets, your resolutions on a daily basis, every single day. I don't care, not just Monday through Friday. Every single day that ends in Y, pull out your resolutions and review them until you have them so locked into your memory that you can recite them out loud. And not just revisit them by reading them, but ask yourself, how am I doing? How did I do yesterday with making progress towards that? How am I going to make more progress towards that today? And I guarantee you, just by putting more attention on what you intend to do, you're gonna be way more likely to succeed with it. So that's number one. The second way to get your New Year's resolutions back on track is to cut out the things that aren't working for you. Sometimes you just need to make more space in your life. The easiest example is everybody wants to get in better shape going into the new year, especially coming out of the holidays with all those cookies and apple pies and everything. We wanna get ourselves back in good physical shape. Well, one of the best ways to do that is to make space for it. If you didn't have room in your schedule or calendar for exercise, for fitness, for the type of activity that's gonna actually move the needle, then you gotta create it somewhere. Where can you cut out things that are not working for you in your life? Like 3 hours of Netflix every night, or 5 hours of gaming, or fill in the blank. Where can you make space for the things that are going to move the needle in the direction that you want? Because you can't make room for new things unless you cut out space from the things that are not working for you. So it's addition by subtraction. You cut out that time that was not serving you and you make room, you add room to your calendar for things that are gonna move the needle in the right direction. So that's number two, cut the things out that are not working for you. And number three, last but not least, I feel like a broken record when I say this, but it really is the simplest way to get your commitments and your resolutions on track. Create accountability. Accountability for yourself. What does accountability look like? It means you're actually taking inventory of your successes and failures. Now, I recommend that you make your accountability more visible than just to yourself. Share it with a friend. Share it with a coworker. See if you can enroll somebody who has similar goals and targets and say, hey, I want to check in with you on a daily basis. Just send you a thumbs up or a thumbs down with how I'm doing with my progress. It can be that simple. You can also have an accountability partner, somebody that you call out to, somebody that you check in with once a week. Hey, how are you doing on your goals? Because again, if you're not putting that attention and energy into the thing that you care about growing, it simply won't grow. And if you've ever tried a garden before, if you've ever tried growing plants, newsflash, they need attention. Same thing goes for commitments, especially new commitments, especially new things that you're adding into your life that didn't exist before. Until you do them so frequently, with so much consistency that it's just embodied. It's just a part of who you are. You got to put your attention on it. And that becomes the discipline. Create the accountability. Make it visible. Let everybody know. Let everybody know what you're up to. So that the stakes are high, so that when the voice of your old patterns, of your old behaviors wants to chime in, there will be another voice that says, yeah, but everybody knows what you said you were going to do. Are you going to go back to all those people and tell them that you broke your word to yourself? Raise the accountability. You create accountability in your life. You bring more attention to what you're doing. You cut out the things that aren't working for you. I guarantee you, you'll stay on track with the things you said you wanted. Maybe it won't be perfect. So you got to also have some grace with yourself when you're creating new habits and patterns, but don't use that as an excuse not to make it happen. It gets to be both. Be graceful with myself without creating excuses. So I hope these three ways to get your New Year's resolutions back on track, to become a more successful person when it comes to your words and your commitments, especially new ones. It's one of the most simple and fundamental things we learn how to do as men. So keep chipping away, keep practicing that. And make sure you share this with another man who needs to hear this message today. Until next week, rise up and claim your destiny.
Rise up.